With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. A lot of people were shaking their heads in wonder after the last election at how a presidential candidate in the U.S. could lose the popular vote but still win the presidency. That has happened twice in recent history, in 2000 and in 2016, and three other times before that. Since 2005, advocates of the so-called Popular Vote Initiative have been working toward changing the system to make every vote count. They are targeting each state's vote in the Electoral College. State Senator Mimi Stewart explains.
The National Popular Vote Bill will change the method of choosing members of the Electoral College to guarantee that the Electoral College reflects the choice of the people in all 50 states and the District of Columbia.
Right now, members of the Electoral College must follow their own state's vote, even if it's different from the national popular vote. That winner-take-all system ignores the votes of 75%, or 4 out of 5 states, in presidential elections. Stewart, a Democrat from Albuquerque, laments the trend that allows presidential candidates to ignore most states considered reliable for their votes, and instead they focus on the few they call battleground or swing states that will earn them enough Electoral College votes to put them over the top.
We are trying to pass this in enough states so that those states' combined electoral votes reach 270, because that's the amount you need to win the presidency. So we are at 172 so far. We have 12 states and the District of Columbia. We need 98 more electoral votes. If New Mexico joins in January, which we hope we will, that would add 5 more.
The popular vote bill has been pre-filed. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.